Next hour, a psychic criminal profiler joins us. I'm looking forward to that. But when we come back with pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com, we will take your phone calls as we continue talking about your health. Now, so far, the webmaster is dancing for joy. We have not crushed the website. If you have a computer, if you have a smartphone, go to the website. I guarantee you we will crush it if you all do it at the same time, like soon. criticalhealthnews.com. Welcome back to Coast with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Our final hour, we'll get your calls in just a second. criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234. So far, Jonty's winning the bet. The website's holding up. We should crush it, Ben.
Let's do it. We're always happy to answer questions. And like you said, George, even during the middle of the week, if people have questions in the middle of the week, please check out the website. You can do send us emails, or you can also call, of course.
Email in from Dan. First of all, he's thanking you and Doc Wallach. He has had all kinds of issues, and he said getting off gluten was the smartest thing he's ever done. So he thanks Doc Wallach for that especially. He wants to know from you, does he have a mineral deficiency? Because he may have narcolepsy, that ability
that's
to...
a great question.
And that narcolepsy is what? Falling asleep, right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, I notice when I do my presentations, a lot of people get narcolepsy. I'm just kidding.
Ben, sorry, I didn't know you were on.
Oh, thanks, George. No, you know, that's very interesting, because narcolepsy is a classic sign of a body that's just is just so burnt out and so fried out at the cellular level. So there's lots of mineral deficiencies. There's lots of nutritional deficiencies that are associated with this condition. All around nutritional supplement program. This idea that there's one nutrient for every disease state, it's kind of misleading in a sense. Nutrients are like positions on a baseball team. You know, no matter how good your team is, you have the 1927 Yankees, but if you don't have a third baseman, right?
You got a hole.
You're not going to win games. And that's the way nutrition is. And this is the beauty about longevity. This is what Dr. Wallach's brilliant insight was, is you need a whole system. And that's one of the reasons why longevity is so successful and why people get these kinds of results, is because you get a system that involves all of the nutrients. So, yeah, narcolepsy may be associated with zinc deficiency or too much sugar, but really what you're talking about is an entire system. And if you're interested in getting on an entire system, there's no better way to do it than to get it drop shipped right to your mailbox every month. That's exactly what longevity is all about, and that is what accounts for longevity's success.
What do you think about everyone going to get a blood chemistry check?
You know, I don't really buy into them because
why?
I'll tell you why. They're based on reference ranges. And reference ranges are statistics.
Yeah, but what if you're way off on something?
If you're way, way off, but most people are in these ranges and you don't know where you fit. Maybe you're an outlier. Ranges are based on averages. And just because you have your high or your low based on averages doesn't mean, or your normal, doesn't mean it's good for you. So when they take a blood test, they match it up against the statistical reference range that is developed by talking to 100.
But it will show deficiencies, won't it?
Oh, not really.
I mean, what if you're really low in vitamin D or something?
You know, I say go by symptoms. Work by your symptoms.
Huh.
Symptoms is the body talking to you. We want to learn to understand the language of the body. This idea of going to an outside source, a doctor to read our tests or to some kind of authority to tell us what's up with our bodies, I don't buy into that. I want to encourage people to be their own health authorities. To me, if somebody else is your authority on any level, they're writing your story. This is what it means to be an authority. An author writes your story, right? So an authority is writing your story. And yes, we need to have authorities maybe in a civilization, government authorities or legal authorities. But in terms of our bodies, we want to learn to be our own authorities. Because, George, when we're sick, it's us who suffer. It's we who suffer. The doctor is not vested in your suffering. We pay the price.
Sure.
So we want to learn how to read our own bodies. And you do it by the language of symptoms. You do it by the language of pain. Your body's always talking to you, George. When you eat something you're not supposed to eat, listen very closely, and you'll hear a voice. And it'll go, no, just like that, right? You've heard it.
Don't eat that donut.
Have you not heard that voice, George?
I used to.
Okay.
I don't hear it much anymore, thank God.
Go hold a donut in one hand and be about to bite it, and you'll hear the voice. And it tells us. It's called the still small voice, right? It's the body's wisdom. And it'll tell you to eat the tuna sandwich, or it'll tell you to have the broccoli or the orange juice, or it'll tell you not to have the sugar. It'll talk to you at every turn. And we want to learn to listen to the body. And that's really what this message is about. It's about honoring the body, respecting the body. To have a blood test done, you know, like you say, if it's really extreme on one level or high or low, maybe. But for most people, they come out in the normal range and they feel crappy. Like the lady we were talking about earlier, she has her thyroid test. She goes to get her thyroid test. They test for the thyroid globulins and anti-thyroid hormone and all the T3 and T4. And they say she's normal, but she's still symptomatic. So who cares what the test says? It's like, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? You ever hear that joke?
I sure have.
Who cares what the test says?
Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for help and assistance. Good people there, 1-855-949-7234. It's also 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that if you don't remember the numbers. Let's go next to John in West Virginia. Welcome to the program, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, George.
Sure thing, John.
Long time listener. I've have cancer in three places.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear
that. It's in my neck. It's in my nose, my nasal passage into pharynx, and it's in my bones.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that. How old are you, sir?
I'm 65.
Okay, your job at this point is to not worry about the cancer. It's to love your body, to treat your body like it's a baby who's been through the war. Which it has, okay?
It sure has.
Forget about the cancer. Forget about the diagnosis. Worry about your body. That means love your body mentally and emotionally and spiritually. Spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, love your body. Send it kind thoughts, kind feelings. Connect with whatever spirituality is for you. And then work on everything you can think of to be kind to the body physiologically. Oxygen, for example, is incredibly important. Make sure you're practicing slow, deep breathing. I call it SDR breathing. Slowly, deeply, and rhythmically. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Take lots of hot baths and hot showers. Get massages. Make sure you're staying away from sugar. I would have zero tolerance for refined sugar. Zero. And flour. And you know what else? Keep your calories down to a minimum. Make sure you're on a great new nutritional supplement program. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Get every single nutritional supplement, every single nutrient in your system, all Mighty 90 essential nutrients, especially high doses of vitamin C. Keep your cortisol, your body's stress hormone, down to a minimum. Anything you can do to love your
what?
Body.
What about sodium bicarbonate?
Sodium bicarbonate may help a little bit. Absolutely, alkalinization is important, but oxygen is the main way that we alkalinize. Anything you could do to love your body, including sodium bicarbonate and iodine, and mostly it's not worrying about the diagnosis, but living day to day.
Cancer loves sugar, as you mentioned.
Cancer loves sugar, hates oxygen. In fact, cancer, a cell, we don't have cancer, George. Nobody has cancer. There's cancer cells.
Cells.
It's the cell.
I think we all have cancer cells.
And everybody has cancer cells. And cancer reverts itself, George. There's no cancer that's a death sentence. The chemotherapy kills you more often than the cancer, or as likely as the cancer. The cancer reverts itself, George. Cancer comes and goes. There's an article in the New York Times, I was actually just reading this, about cancer just disappearing. And doctors are mystified. Cancers can vanish without treatment. This is from a 2009 article from New York Times. And that's based on a study that was done in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So anybody who has cancer, please understand that your job is not to worry about the cancer. It's to take care of your body. And that's a very subtle distinction, but it's an important one because it, again, gives us power. If we're worried about the cancer, we go to the doctor.
What about turmeric?
Awesome.
I think it's the best.
Awesome stuff. It's the king. It's the king of herbs. I'm an herbalist. I love herbs.
Take it all, John. You never know.
That's the king of herbs, absolutely.
I'd be drinking sodium bicarbonate. You know, there's a doctor in Italy who injects sodium bicarbonate into cancerous tumors.
I heard about that.
And he's been very successful.
I've heard about that. You know, sodium bicarbonate is one of the main electrolytes that they give you when you go to the hospital and you're sick. They put it right into your blood.
Good luck, John. And we're putting you on the prayer list, my friend, so you're on it. So do the best you can. Tom, text, tweet, what do you have?
Hey, Ben, this is from Dana in your state of Colorado. Can you please ask pharmacist Ben to explain the differences between good and bad cholesterol and how they function in the body?
Oh, my God.
And do you differ with Doc Wallach? Who...
Cholesterol is the single... Listen, I'm going to say this as clearly as I can, okay, George? Cholesterol is the most important molecule in your body, period. It's a stress management, life management
Doc
molecule.
Eats a million eggs a day.
You know, that's a lot of eggs. I like eggs, but I don't know if I could eat
as many as he eats.
I think he eats a dozen eggs a day. I like eggs.
He'd be better off eating the whole chicken.
Yeah, that's a lot of eggs. But eggs are still a powerful, powerful food. No mistaking that. Cholesterol is so darn important. It is your life management molecule. It's your youth molecule. It's your fertility molecule. It's your movement and muscle molecule. It's your brain health molecule. How much more do you want from a molecule? Vitamin D is cholesterol. Bile is cholesterol. Estrogen and testosterone and progesterone are cholesterol. I mean, you can't get any more vital and fundamental and critical to life than the molecule cholesterol. And if you wanted to destroy a culture, you would put statins in the water. You would make sure everybody was statinized, and something like one out of six of us are statinized. It is the most asinine, crazy, biochemically ignorant medical strategy of all, and that's saying something. Cholesterol is so darn important. Taking a statin drug or any drug that suppresses your body's cholesterol is absolute lunacy. And by the way, to answer this gal's question, HDL and LDL are not cholesterol. And there's no such thing as good and bad cholesterol. Those are made-up marketing terms.
Well, they are. That's what they say.
That's marketing. It's not true. And cholesterol is just a chemical. It's just a molecule. It's not a, there's no good and bad. With the HDL, this is the logic of good and bad, okay? HDL cholesterol, high-density lipoprotein, is a lipoprotein. It's not cholesterol. It's a lipoprotein that carries cholesterol. It's a bubble that carries cholesterol with it, and they link together, but it's not cholesterol. HDL goes from the arteries, from the blood, into the liver, and LDL goes from the liver to the blood. So it's a direction, and they noticed that when the HDL is higher than the LDL, or the HDL is a certain height and the LDL is a certain depth, is low enough, seems to be an association with heart disease. But what they're not saying is the LDL is coming from the liver to the blood to make cells, to make estrogen, to make stress hormone, to make vitamin D, to do work. So, yes, coming out of the liver, but you know what, George? When you're under stress, you're using cholesterol more.
That's right.
So the more stress you're under, the higher your cholesterol and the higher your LDL is going to be, because the cholesterol is a life management, stress management molecule. This is biochemistry 101, what I'm telling you here.
Interesting.
This is not complicated, and it's just logic once you understand the basic building blocks of the body, and cholesterol is one of those basic building blocks. If your cholesterol is high, you're under too much stress, and you're eating too much sugar, and your body is starting to break down. That's what causes the cholesterol to go high. And then you have heart disease, or you have some kind of health challenge, and they blame the cholesterol. The cholesterol is elevated to help you deal with the damage and the stress. So the key to lowering your cholesterol, and I challenge anyone with high cholesterol to do this right now, start to stabilize your blood sugar. Use the ultimate niacin. You know, niacin has been shown to be just as powerful as a statin drug. Why? For lowering cholesterol. Why? Because niacin helps your body handle stress. It helps your body handle sugar. This is why the ultimate niacin is one of our most important products. Do you know taking niacin out of the diet will cause Alzheimer's disease? If you go to medical school, they'll tell you the four D's of niacin deficiency are diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. It's called pellagra, the disease, and they say the four D's. Diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. That means if you take niacin out of the diet or have low levels of niacin, which many people do,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have rashes, you're going to have digestive problems, and you're going to have cognitive issues. And if they're bad enough, you're going to end up with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Anybody who's dealing with dementia issues or knows somebody who's dealing with dementia issues, please get them the ultimate niacin. along with the Healthy Start Pack, of course, because you never want to take just one nutrient. But the ultimate niacin is one of the most, your most powerful protectors against mental health issue, mental health deterioration, dementias, cognitive issues, memory issues. And all you got to do is Google Pellagra and niacin to see this.
Okay, let's go next to Kyla in Toronto. Hi, Kyla. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Great. Everybody's fine.
This is my friend Kyla.
I got three questions for you, Ben. Number one.
Let's do them one at a time before the clock gets us, Kyla. Go ahead.
I'm wondering about kombucha, the
yes.
Fermented tea.
Yes, good stuff.
I'm wondering what you can tell me about that. And that my main one is a year and a half ago, I fell and I broke my L1. And as a result of the broken L1, I lost about 20 pounds because of the pain I was dealing with. And I can't seem to put the 20 pounds back on. I am underweight by about 20. What do you recommend?
You got the opposite problem that most people have, Kyla. Whenever you're trying to, and some people do, I do talk to people who are trying to gain weight. When you want to gain weight, you don't want to gain pounds. You want to gain muscle. If you want to just get fat, you can just pick out a McDonald's all day or eat hamburgers and ice cream all day. But that's not the key. That's not what you want. You want lean muscle mass. And the way you do that is you force the body to work under conditions of abundant nutritional resources. This is how you get strong, whether you're dealing from post-surgery or you're frail and elderly or whether you just want to be buff if you're young and you just want to be bulked up or you just want to be strong. You have to combine stress on the body, bursts of stress on the physiology, on the structure of the body, the connective tissue and the muscles, and combine that with abundant nutritional resources. And that means you don't have to go to the gym, but that's one way of doing it. You can get a couple pound dumbbells, 2.5 pound dumbbells, or 1 pound dumbbells, or you can do resistance training exercises by sitting down and standing up. You know, George, if you just try to stand up out of a sitting position, and you do it real slowly, and you do it like for 60 seconds, your glutes will burn.
That's exercise.
That amazing exercise, just standing up out of a sitting position, or standing up out of a lying down position for your abdominal muscles. Taking slow movements, micro movements, are a wonderful way to leverage the movement we all do and turn it into an exercise. So when you're lifting a cup, for example, do it really super, super slowly. Or do it with a 2.5 or 1 pound dumbbell, super, super slowly. I don't have time to do a lot to do workouts as much as I used to, and so what I do is I do a 10-minute workout, but I do it really slowly and really intensely with heavy weights or what are heavy for me, and it's one of the best workouts you can get. And then when you're done working out, make sure you do your Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. Make sure you do the Healthy Start Pack. Make sure you get on a good protein supplement. After you work out, that's the key element is right after you work out, that's when you want to do your supplements.
All right, stay with us. Pharmacist Ben with us. We're going to come back in a moment and take final calls. He's with criticalhealthnews.com. I trust we crushed the website. If you haven't been to it, give it a try. And then the toll-free number to always keep and call whenever you need to, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment with Pharmacist Ben. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and email me whenever you want at george@coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com. Back in a moment with final calls with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast. Next hour, we'll be talking with a psychic criminal profiler, Robbie Thomas, on Coast to Coast. When we come back in a moment, more of your calls, texts, and tweets with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. And we are back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. By the way, producer Tom said that I may have erroneously said that Coast Insiders 15 cents a month, it's 15 cents a day. That would be a big difference. Ben, let's go back to the calls. I've got some more emails. Tom's got another text or tweet for you. Frank in Hollywood, Maryland's with us. Frank, go ahead.
Chronic severe inner ear itch. And what does pharmacist Ben think about prednisone? I wake up in the morning, I'm stiff as a board. But I've never had a sick day in my life other than when I take that hot shower, I feel like $1 million. It goes away.
I love it. Love it. I love it. You're experiencing a classic stress response. Prednisone is an anti-inflammatory. It shuts down the stress response, and that's why it works. Problem is, the stress response is a signal, like you're saying, George. You don't smash the idiot light on your car dashboard when it goes off. That's basically what prednisone does. Hot shower relaxes the stress response. I've said this for years, that the hot shower is one of the best, all-time best health strategies you could ever use. The itching in the ear is a sign that there's some kind of immune system problem, and I would definitely be looking at the digestive tract. Any itching on the body, or on the skin, any rashes on the skin, any boils or cysts on the skin always need to be backtracked to the digestive system, especially with hives or any kind of itching, really. It has to be backtracked to an immune response. Anytime you have an immune response, the main headquarters of the immune system, which is the intestine, needs to be addressed. It's an announcement that there's something going on at the level of the intestine, and that can cause the tightness in the body as well if his stress hormones are really high. So I would be backtracking to the digestive system and be doing anything he could do to reduce stress in the body. And don't underestimate the power of nutritional resources as an anti-stress strategy. Just getting enough nutrients can provide a cell the wherewithal it needs to be able to handle the inevitable duresses of life.
Okay, so Doug in Phoenix writes, how much liquid or juice do you recommend when mixing the powders in the brain and heart pack? I think it's 16 fluid ounces, don't you?
I personally would dilute it. I like to dilute it as much as possible. That's my personal preference. 16 to 32 ounces, but, you know, depending on how fast you want to drink it, it's always best to give the body nutrients slowly over the course of as much time as you can get. That's why I tell people to sip on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, for example. You want to give your body like an IV drip of nutrition gradually. You don't want to put a big input. Body doesn't like big inputs of anything. But if you put a big input of nutrition, you may not get the advantage of it. So I like personally recommend diluting it as much as possible and sipping on it as long as possible.
Final text and tweet from you, Tom. What do you have for us?
Hey, Ben, this is a tweet from Tony Tequila.
Tony Tequila.
I've had insomnia for years. I'm 45. I'm a male. And I usually get about 4 to 6 hours of sleep. Any supplements I can take to help?
4 to 6 hours of sleep is not necessarily bad, number one. Number two, we don't always need as much sleep as we think we do. And so sometimes, you know, some people just need 4 or 5 hours of sleep. However, if you're laying in bed and you just can't fall asleep, and that can be an absolutely miserable problem, you want to suspect that your body's in stress mode, an activated stress hormone system. A major stress hormone is called cortisol. So you want anti-cortisol strategies, and there are lots of them. Deep breathing is a wonderful anti-cortisol strategy. Making sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFA's anti-cortisol strategy. Melatonin, which is in our Sleepies product, is also an anti-cortisol stress management strategy. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. This is one of the greatest ways to help yourself fall asleep, is listening to your breath as you slowly, deeply, and rhythmically breathe. In fact, just listening to any bodily sound will activate your body's relaxation nervous system and help you fall asleep. Just listening to your blood, listen to your heartbeat, the blood going through your heart, listening to your breathing, listening to an ambient sound can help relax the body. There's wonderful strategies for doing it. My heart goes out to people who can't sleep. I've had insomnia myself periodically throughout my life, and it's just an absolutely, absolutely miserable condition. Consider your body's producing too much stress hormone and all the strategies for reducing cortisol.
Ben Jay writes, and he wants to know about distilled water. Last time we had Doc Wallach on, I don't think Doc was a fan of drinking distilled water. What do you think?
It's clean. It's the cleanest water, and sometimes we got to make sacrifices. You know what the best water is? Spring water, if you can find a clean spring. Because the movement of water interacts with the minerals in the springs to create electricity. And so when you drink spring water, a guy named Victor Schauberger, who's one of the greatest unknown scientists of all time, he wrote did lots of papers and wrote lots of books about this about 100 years ago or so, talking about the importance of drinking water or the importance of water that has electrolytes in it, that has minerals in it, that is spun around in a vortex. You can duplicate this activity, by the way, with a blender. If you put your Beyond Tangy Tangerine in with water and blend it up, the spinning action of the blender will electrify the minerals from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine in the water. And the interaction between the vortex of the blender and the electrolytes in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the water will create an energizing electrical drink. This movement of electricity, of electrolytes in water, is part of how the body functions. It's how the blood functions. You know, they used to say the blood pumps through the body like in a stream, but actually, George, it's in a vortex. The blood spins around through the vessels in a vortical motion, in a vortex, and as it's spinning, the electrolytes in the blood are generating an electrical charge. And so, anytime you combine electrolytes, electrolytic minerals with water, and movement, you create a powerful electrical substance, and that's the kind of water you drink. Distilled water doesn't have that, and that's unfortunate, but it is very clean, and that is a serious asset in this day and age when we're all drinking toxic water.
They say it's good as long as you draw the poisons out of your body, but once they do that, you don't have to drink it anymore.
It has a cleansing effect. That's exactly right. And some people feel that because it has this cleansing effect, it'll take minerals out as well. I'm not sure I buy into that. But I like it because it's clean. Reverse osmosis is also clean. But ultimately, spring water is what we should all be drinking.
All right. Excellent. Let's go back to the calls. We will go to Bill in Sacramento, California. Hey, Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Bill.
Bill, you with us? Nope. Let's go to John in Citrus Heights, California, though. Go ahead, John.
Hi, John.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go.
Hey, Ben, I'll put this at you real quickly. Any particular baby formula and baby food that you recommend? And then do you know of any good way to get off of the government methadone program and to get off of benzos?
Oh, my God, those are some big questions there. Yeah, I recommend the baby formula, baby food I recommend most is called breast milk. That's the kind of baby food that God wants us to eat, and that's the baby food that builds your digestive system, and that's the baby food that builds your immune system, that's the baby food that helps the baby grow, and that's what we should all be ingesting. There's substances in breast milk that are we don't even know what they are, and they're not possible to duplicate. You know, breast milk is one of nature's richest sources of CBD, of marijuana compounds, George?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that little smile your baby has when he's sucking on the breast, you know what? He's stoned, literally. I'm not kidding. He's feeling relaxed. He's feeling comfortable. He's feeling relaxed. Breast milk is one of nature's richest sources of these compounds. And there's lots of these steroid-like compounds and flavonoid-like compounds. These are chemicals that are only found in breast milk, and they're not duplicatable, and they're not found in formulas.
Let's go to the benzos. Explain what they are first.
Benzos are Valium and Xanax, and these kind of, they call them benzotectomy.
Highly addictive.
Highly addictive. But you know what, George? We got to figure out why we're so addicted. It's not the drug's problem. It's not the drug's fault that we're addicted. It's us.
Well, it's the person. But you got to wean yourself off it. You can't just stop.
This is the thing about addictions that's missed, George. There's a reason we're addicted. And so if we don't address the reason, we're just going to find another addiction. And this is why addiction is so hard to deal with. We got to figure out what is the angst that's going on in our lives that we need to medicate. Why isn't life fun for us? That's really ultimately what the question is why do we treat life like it's a chore? Why do we treat life like we need to avoid it? Why do we treat life like we have to numb ourselves so we can't feel it? And that's really ultimately what's behind addictions. And until we address the psychological components, it becomes very difficult to deal with it physiologically. And this is why physiologic addiction programs are a complete failure. Willpower is the only thing, and that doesn't really work very well. So you have to be able to address it psychologically. Physiologically, when you're weaning yourself off of a med, whether it's methadone or whether it's benzodiazepine or any meds, it is time to be super kind and loving to the body. Live in the bathtub while you're weaning yourself off.
Well, Critical Health News has something great called De-Stress.
De-Stress is a great nutrition.
Natural.
Great. great nutritional supplement for lowering the stress response. It's got adrenal vitamin, really underappreciated vitamin, that's in there for the adrenal glands. And taking care of your adrenal glands is so darn important. Those are your stress glands. Those are the glands that are responsible for helping the body deal with stress. And so, yes, the De-Stress is a great product. Also, anything you could do that helps your body process sugar is going to help reduce
stress. Okay, but if he wants to get off the benzos, not to do it on his own.
No, don't do it on your own. Do it with a medical professional, and also when you're at home, do it with a loved one who can take care of you, because when you're weaning yourself off of an anti-anxiety drug, your body's going to go through a rebound anxiety. Or when you're weaning yourself off of opiate, your body's going to go through a rebound pain. Headaches and nausea and diarrhea. It's absolutely miserable. So not only have a medical professional that you're working with, but also loved ones that you're working with as well, or they're taking care of you.
Kelly writes, my mom is 63, 150 pounds. She's in four-year remission from cancer.
Great.
She has chronic kidney stones.
Yeah.
What does she do?
Well, kidney stones are a sign that the blood is becoming saturated with stuff. If you have a glass of water and you start putting salt in it, and the first teaspoon goes in, the second teaspoon goes in, third teaspoon goes in, eventually there's going to be a point where the salt precipitates out. That's a stone. That's exactly what a gallstone is, or a kidney stone, or any tear duct stone. There's stones that can happen everywhere in the body, or in any of the tubes of the body. And you always want to consider that the blood is becoming toxic. Best way to handle that is get on your nightly essence, get on your ultimate enzymes. Ultimate enzymes, by the way, will help thin the blood in addition to helping your digestive system to keep toxins from getting into the blood. Probiotics are unbelievably important for cleaning the blood, preventing stones. And then, of course, staying on the Healthy Star Pack is important. Make sure you're hydrating correctly. That's also important.
You still there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Joe in Long Island. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Hi, Ben. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Supplements. Would supplements be slightly less effective if you're taking like 15 or 20 of them and they crowd each other out to a degree, entering the same substrates? And also, like, to take maybe just one for a week to, kind of clarify what that particular one supplement's doing
Everything you're saying is very interesting. You must be a scientist, or at least you're thinking scientifically, and that's absolutely correct, everything you're saying. The problem is the supplements don't work independently. The supplements work, as I was saying earlier, as a team. So you can't really get an accurate representation of what a supplement does on an individual basis. This is where the medical model, and really this is where scientists go astray when they try to assess the value of a nutritional supplement. They isolate it. And that's why a system is so important. That's why the Healthy Start Pack is so important. I love all the ancillary products. Chevy's got lots of ancillary products. But it's the Healthy Start Pack that is the core of everything, because it gives you all 90 essential nutrients in just the right amount. Ultimately, though, food is going to be the best place to get your nutrients. And in a perfect world, we would get our nutrients from food. Food has everything balanced. But we don't live in a perfect world. The soil is not perfect. We don't live perfect lives. We don't have time to cook. Food is highly processed. Even if you're eating organic vegetables, it's still going to be depleted because it's raining acid rain, and the soils don't have what they need to have. And we'll give your neighbor farmer neighbors are using fertilizers, and it's coming into your farms, even if it's organic. There's no way to eat perfectly, and this is why you have to supplement. It's like a supplemental income. A supplement, nutritional supplement program, supplements all the nutrients that are supposed to be found in foods and that aren't, and you need them all. And that's why you need, in my opinion, that's why it's not an option to be on the Healthy Start Pack and get all 90 essential nutrients if you're serious about being healthy.
You know, it's what's so important, Ben, nothing is more sobering than to get an email from somebody that says that you or Doc Wallach helped them.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
That's why I do it. And I get letters. I don't even notice them really, because I know everyone means something to me, but I expect them now. Especially when it's something that's really serious, I expect there to be results. If you do everything we're talking about here today, it is impossible not to get results. If you do everything we say, that is, get on the Healthy Start Pack, reduce your stress, eat less food, make sure you're breathing correctly, all of the basic things that we talk about here, it is impossible not to get better. And ultimately, George, it's not about our diagnosis, it's about our bodies. Forget our diagnosis. Our goal, our challenge, if we're healthy, if we're not healthy, or even if we are, is to get to where we're feeling good, to get to where we're feeling strong. Forget your diagnosis. You want to be able to bound out of bed. You want to be able to get out of a seated position. There's some people that can't even get out of a seated position, George. Their muscles are so tight and cramped and sore. We want to be able to throw our grandchildren and children up in the air and catch them. We want to be able to have a joie de vivre, a joy for life. And not only is the only way to get that, to get those qualities, all the things we're talking about and we've talked about for the last 2 hours, but if you do those things, it'll be almost immediate that you'll start to notice that you're trending in the right direction, and that's what you want to look for if you're not as healthy as you should be or want to be.
The website, criticalhealthnews.com, and I think they did something different to the website because I can't crash it tonight. We're getting thousands and thousands of hits on that site, I'm told, but we can't crash it. criticalhealthnews.com, toll-free number to keep this number, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs donates his time to come on this program for us to talk about you and your health and your issues. Ben, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you. God bless you, George. Good to talk to you.
You take care of yourself. Have a good night. We are going to be back in a moment. Robbie Thomas joins us. His book is called Psychic Profiler, The Real Deal, True Crime Cases, Volume 1. He's the real deal. He's next.